I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Less than 3 months after signing a lease and choosing its name, the new Deanery School of Music has its first executive director, Rishi Wagle of Bettendorf. A 2016 graduate of Pleasant Valley High School and a 2020 graduate of Brown University, he'll work with the board and Hannah Holman, the school's artistic director, to address many initiatives associated with the start of this new and unique cultural organization serving the Quad Cities. At Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, Wagle majored in music with minors in theater arts and computer science. He's played piano and violin since he was a child. As an AmeriCorps fellow, he created and taught a math curriculum for tutoring high school students of low income and underprivileged backgrounds through a company called Saga Education. The Deanery School of Music is at 1103 Main Street in Davenport at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, and it's officially incorporated as the nonprofit Quad City Music Academy. As a music school, it'll be a venue for high-quality music instruction, performance, and collaboration. Private and group lessons will be offered, initially in cello, violin, viola, and bass for students seeking advanced training in preparation for careers in music. Wagle, whose mother is on the educational committee of the Quad City Symphony Board, wants to foster a collaborative relationship with the symphony since it has its own private lessons program. Holman is a principal cellist with the QCSO.
We don't want to be seen as competitors necessarily to the Quad City Symphony. We want to be seen as collaborators with the Quad City Symphony in bringing and increasing the opportunities for music education here in the Quad Cities.
The deanery wanted to add his position because Holman is very busy with her faculty positions, teaching, and performance schedules.
Ultimately, it's just been a lot, I think, for her to balance building this organization from the ground up with her already existing duties.
Wagle says it's a really good fit for Holman to handle the artistic vision and faculty for the school, and he'll handle administration, logistics, fundraising, and building maintenance. He wants to partner in a positive way with the symphony.
But I think the most important element to this is transparent communication between the two groups and constant open communication, because, you know, we don't want any ill will to be happening in either organization based on, like, rumors about feelings from the other organization, if that makes sense.
He hopes the deanery will serve a need for students who can't afford lessons and want to play music other than classical, while encouraging them to take part in the symphony's youth ensembles.
You know, one other thing that we're potentially looking at the Deanery School of Music is offering music courses that are not necessarily fully classically focused, which also ties back to one of our other goals, which is increasing our offerings with diversity in music students that we see here in the Quad Cities and giving opportunities to people who may not be able to afford these lessons. Unfortunately, as much as I love classical music, and I'm a classical musician myself, but it has a history of elitism, which can be sort of off-putting many times to students of diverse backgrounds. So something that I think the deanery might be looking at is offering music courses and music education outside of just classical music as a way to increase our diversity in music students, as well as to support students from these low-income backgrounds, and also differentiate our programs more from what the symphony might be offering with the private lesson program.
With faculty from around the country, the school can offer virtual lessons as well as serve students outside of the Quad Cities. Music lessons will be available on a sliding fee scale based on economic need. Wagle is focusing on raising money for the $200,000 building renovation. Half has been raised so far. And for more information on the school, visit quadcitymusicacademy.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.